Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, as you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter, too, because Mark Brock's here. Mark is our good friend. He's been with us on the show a number of times. He's the president of Brock Financial Group, LLC. He founded it to help clients with the financial aspects of their lives and their businesses, their personal and their business lives. And he's here today to talk to us about some of that, but especially in the area of making sure that we've taken care of some of the details of our business that maybe might slip through the cracks. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's hard for small business owners to imagine sometimes, most of the time, that we may one day not be in our business, isn't it?
That's correct. You know, we've talked before on the show, and I'm sure you've had, you know, other guests that have talked about these subjects, but as all the business owners out there know, they're so busy running their daily businesses and just trying to make sure they're profitable and taking care of their employees and doing all the things they should. Sometimes they just don't sit down long enough to kind of take a look at some of the other things that are sometimes not the most pleasant things to really think about.
Well, it's all about the exit strategy, and what we all have to kind of come to terms with, Mark, it seems to me, is that there is an exit strategy out there for all of us.
Absolutely.
Whether we get to choose. Is it going to be an exit strategy that we have some control and influence over, or is it going to be an exit strategy that's going to just happen and play out on the winds of the marketplace and on the winds of the legal system?
Yes, that's correct. And you know, unfortunately, if you look at the statistics, which I'm sure you have, you know, the bad side of that is with the people that don't do the planning early and take care of those things when something happens, either a premature death or a disability, or they're ready to sell their business, you know, things have not been properly prepared for. And unfortunately, you know, some of these businesses are not going to be, you know, carried on to either children or next generations or be able to sell for, you know, what they thought they were going to be able to sell it for.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in those cases where the people who are going to have to be picking up the pieces don't know where all the pieces are.
That is correct. We talk to business owners all the time that, you know, have been busy running their businesses for sometimes even years and years, and they really have no idea of, you know, all the moving parts of their businesses. They've been just busy trying to be profitable and continue to grow their business. And that's something I would encourage all those business owners to, you know, seek someone locally that's a professional in this area and just sit down and start having a conversation and start opening up some of these issues that really need to be addressed, you know, today, tomorrow or the next day or a year from now, 2 years from now, might be too late.
Well, you know, we're all very good about planning for next week and next month and next quarter and next year in our businesses. We're looking ahead at the products that we're going to offer. We're thinking about the customers that we're going to have and all those things. We're pretty good at managing the details of our business, but we just don't like to think about not being there to take care of all that. And I had a good friend who literally dropped dead with a heart attack about a year ago, and he had a real estate business in addition to his job that he had, and he had a lot of properties that his family didn't even know he owned.
That happens a lot.
I mean, they knew he was in the real estate business, and it wasn't that he was trying to keep anything from them. He just didn't share any of that with them. And he kind of managed his stuff in a shoebox kind of thing. And now they've had to take about a year to unwind all that. And it's been a, you know, it wasn't really laid out in a 1-2-3 fashion that would help them with that. And you know, he was alive 1 minute, and the next minute he was dead.
Yeah, that's another situation that's very common, that business owners families know they own a business and they're doing well, and then all of a sudden something like that tragically happens, and they really don't have a clue to really all the infrastructure and the internal things that are going on with that company. And
unfortunately, it can also turn into being a financial disadvantage because, you know, the family doesn't know what these properties are worth, or, you know, what the deals are on leases and all that kind of thing. It could actually be all the things you worked hard for could actually come for naught. Stand by, Mark. We're going to be visiting with Mark Bruck again right after these messages. We'll talk a little bit more about how to get a succession plan in place right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800...
The archives and the articles, and by the way, those archives are now in MP3 form. So whatever your player plays an MP3 in, it'll play it. You don't have to have any new technology to do that. You can also download it into any of your podcasting software. You can load it directly into your iTunes and take it with you if you want to. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And also our new website, AskJim.biz, is the knowledge base for small business. It's Small Business Answers Now. Mark Bruck is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Bruck Financial Group. And we're talking about succession planning. We're talking about what we were talking about earlier, Mark, was the one eventuality, which is the premature death or the ultimate death of all of us. And that's one exit strategy. We were talking about the fact that some people really have a hard time dealing with that. They really have a hard time imagining that that's going to happen. And we're all kind of in denial about that to some degree, I guess.
Sure.
The other two, though, that I want you to talk to us about are the event of the eventuality, or I should say the potential possibility of being disabled. And the other one is, what happens if you live? I mean, there needs to be succession planning for all three of those eventualities, or possibilities, I should say. And so talk to us about some of the things that we need to be thinking about when it comes to these three kinds of exit strategies.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the one other bad thing that possibly could happen. And statistically, the chance of someone becoming disabled is a lot greater than them becoming dying prematurely. So disability is something I think is really overlooked by most people, especially small business owners. But there's such a thing as called a disability buy-sell agreement. If you're in some kind of a partnership, that's something that you really ought to take a look at. There's also products out there. It's called business overhead expenses. In the event a business owner is disabled, there is a policy that I actually pick up the expenses of the business, the rent, the payroll, those types of things. That way, if the business owner is out, he or she can be assured that, you know, the basic expenses of the business are going to be covered. So those are a couple product things and concept things I think people really ought to take in consideration. And in the event if they're disabled for an extremely long time, maybe even for the rest of their life, it's really important to have that disability buy sell agreement funded properly.
Mm-hmm. What about if you don't have a partner? What if you just it's just you? You're a sole proprietor, or you have an S corporation or an LLC, and you're the owner. You're the 100% owner. And what about that kind of a disability potential?
Well, I think, again, the overhead expense is something really important, because a lot of times those people are the business, and if they're out of that business for any period of time, the ability for them to get out and earn that income to continue to pay the employees and pay the overhead is probably going to be reduced or maybe even not at all. So, you know, that type of protection could be very beneficial to make sure.
So these are actual insurance policies that we can buy?
That's correct. It's the terminology for that type of policy is usually a business overhead expense policy, which is
and
a
it's
disability
not, that's,
policy.
That particular policy is not the same thing as disability insurance for the individual, is it?
That's correct. That would be a separate type of policy, and we would always encourage that, you know, everybody have an individual disability income policy in the event they became disabled. That policy would then pay their them a base income as long as they were disabled.
Those disability policies, to be honest, Mark, are not inexpensive, are they?
Yeah, they're pricey. I mean, it depends on, you know, what kind of work you're doing, what your age is, things like that. If you're a
white
collar.
Here's my question about that, though, Mark. Is, you know, with life insurance, if I buy certain kinds of life insurance policies, like a some kind of a participating or universal policy, if I live, I actually get the benefit of some of the money I paid in. I actually have not just death benefits, but life benefits,
financial life benefits.
Some kind of residual that I can cash in, maybe if I actually live. So all that money doesn't go just, you know, to the insurance company. Anything? Is there any kind of a disability policy that is like that?
You know, there's not.
Somebody ought to come up with one of those, shouldn't they?
Yeah, if you buy a policy, a disability policy from a mutually held company, not a stock company, a lot of the mutual companies will pay dividends toward the premiums, which can reduce the premiums a little bit over time. So, but other than that, that's probably about the only type of premium reduction or money
when you talk to your insurance president friends, be sure to tell them that I said somebody needs to create one of those.
Absolutely.
All right, so what are some other things that we need to do to plan for succession?
Well, is ultimately most people at some time in the future, they have an idea that they're either going to sell this business, they're going to transfer this business to children, key employees. They have some idea of hopefully what they want to do with the business. And the earlier they start thinking about that and the earlier they start planning for that, the better off they're going to be. You know, we always talk to business owners. Most business owners, you know, take every penny that they make and reinvest it back into the business. And we think that you might want to start taking some of those assets and pulling them outside of the company to kind of start setting some monies aside in the event they are ready to sell or something.
That's hard to do, though, isn't it, Mark? You've seen that many times.
It's very hard to do.
Because we think, you know, our businesses are always hungry for capital, aren't they?
Absolutely.
It's just hard to do that. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this with our good friend Mark Brock, the president and CEO of Brock Financial Group, right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay, well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-
Website is BrockFinancialGroup.com.
All right.
Which is our website, which has our contact information on it also.
Can we find out more about what you do? And do you work with people? I know you're in the Houston, Texas area. Do you work with people across the country?
I'm licensed in about 35 other states, and those states are also listed on our website.
If somebody was looking for someone who does what you do all the way on the other side of the country, and they'd kind of like to have somebody that's close by, and you can understand that. Could you help them find somebody if they contacted you?
Absolutely. We're affiliated with a bunch of different companies, and we know very good people in just about every city in the United States, and I'd be more than glad to help them find somebody.
That's just the kind of folks we have on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. Selfless people like Mark Brock who are willing to help you, and we won't have anybody on our show who would do anything less than Mark. We thank you for that attitude and for the help that you've offered to provide, and some of us may take you up on that. And that's
okay,
Brock.
Great.
Brock
FinancialGroup.com.
BrockFinancialGroup.com. Okay, Mark, as we wrap up our visit here, what are the last things that we need to know? What are some more things that we need to know about succession planning?
Well, you kind of had said something as we were going to break about cash flow, and cash flow is a very big concern with most business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I wanted to leave there is a lot of business owners think they don't have the cash, and in some situations that might be the case, but there's some things you can do as far as reducing taxes and things like that. So there's strategies out there that we can help uncover some dollars to help do some things. So don't
if you're paying what you're saying is if you're paying taxes to the government, there may be a way to reduce that bill and divert some of that money over into money that you would not have been able to lift in your company anyway.
That is correct. And there's lots of different strategies there.
What's an example of that?
Well, there's several things. I'm not a CPA, so I want to be careful about giving tax advice on the air, but there's just some things that we can do, and there's different parts of the tax code that allow businesses to deduct different things and
retirement
pull money
planning
out.
How about just some retirement planning?
Retirement planning, there's a deal called a Section 162. It's part of the Internal Revenue Code that allows certain types of businesses to bonus key employees themselves dollars. We use that in a lot of our life insurance planning. So
mm-hmm.
there are some tax reduction strategies that are out there, and each company's different. It depends on how they're structured, what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do. So there's not really a real general thing. All the retirement stuff is obviously out there for just about any business owner. But there's definitely some things there that we can do along the deferred compensation, things like that, just to start to take some dollars out of the business and set up that account. That way, when they are ready to sell that business, they've also got that cushion, you know, outside of their business.
Mm-hmm. What about the conflict between making sure the business is healthy so I can sell it one day and also retire on that, as opposed to, you know, putting some money into retirement? There's a conflict there sometimes among business owners, isn't there?
There definitely is. I think most business owners think, well, I'm going to sell this business and I'm going to, you know, get all this cash and I'm going to retire on that. And in a lot of cases, that will be the case. There are situations that could arise. I mean, there's technology things that can make your product or service obsolete. There's
mm-hmm.
all kind of things that you've got to think about. And so any dollars that you can pull out of your business without directly having a big impact on your cash flow is things that we highly recommend that people start doing. And at the end of the day, if they're able to sell their business for what they thought they were and they've got that cash, they're just going to be that much better off.
So we need to be, and I know you agree with me about this, we need to be talking to a financial planner who can help us sort of live in both worlds, live in the universe of our business and in our personal world, our personal universe, and manage the money that comes out of our business for both of those, a personal and business, manage those in the most effective way.
That is correct. And, again, I'll be more than glad to help, you know, anybody out there find someone that is qualified to visit with them about that.
Right. Mark Brock, ladies and gentlemen, with Brock Financial Group. That's put a .com on the end of that name, and you'll find him online. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. We are so proud of them.
A recent survey shows moms are concerned about managing their weight, staying healthy, spending more time with the family, helping kids do better in school, and adding more variety to life. There's a simple way to act on all five goals at once. Just share a bowl of cereal in the morning with your kids. It's a simple way to start the day together and to help provide your family with the nutrition they need. Choose a cereal high in fiber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.